In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Dan Zlotnick. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Good music and an interesting story, too. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. You caught Aaron Judge's 50th home run ball at Yankee Stadium. Is that true?
Well, technically, the ball kind of rolled to me, so I wouldn't say that I caught it. It definitely was not a clean catch in the air.
Okay.
But it did end up in my hands, which was pretty wild. My friend Kevin is on the Kansas City Royals.
No kidding.
And my other friend Steve and I went to go see him, and he's a pitcher in the bullpen, so we decided that we're going to sit as close to the bullpen as we could.
Wow.
So that we could heckle Kevin during the game. and that's where the ball ended up coming. It bounced a few sections away and then came towards us, and there was a big pile of which I was no part of. The security guards and the ushers at the stadium, they took us kind of away from the crowd of the people who wish they had caught the ball, and then explained that we would get to go down after the game and meet Mr. Judge and go through the clubhouse and onto the field for a little bit. So that was pretty cool.
What did the Yankees give you in exchange for the ball? Or did you decide you wanted to sell that on eBay for some money?
No, I never considered that because I had played a baseball career myself, and I knew that that was kind of, it was much more important to him to have the ball than it was for me. Aaron Judge signed a bat and a ball for me, so we got to take some pictures, and it was a very cool experience.
That's a so much better story than trying to sell the ball on eBay, you know?
Yeah, it was very cool, and especially since I'd never been on a major league field, and that
exactly.
was always my dream growing up, so that was a lot of fun.
But you have been on baseball fields. In fact, you did very well in baseball, did you not?
Yeah, I played in college, and then after college, I was lucky enough to sign with an independent league out in southern Colorado. I was out there for the end of the first season that I signed, and I went back, and then I was traded to a team in New Mexico for the next season. And then I played up in Toronto as well, spent a whole summer up in Ontario driving around. So it was a lot of fun.
What stopped you from pursuing it even further?
Well, I had gotten back from Toronto, and I was training for another season. And while I was training, I released my first EP, and I started playing that, and people started really digging it. And I kind of felt more of a pull towards the music and less of the desire to go play baseball. So I kind of decided to move towards that direction.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Dan Zlotnick. What high school did you go to?
I went to Somers High School.
You live in the area now?
Yes, I do. I still live in Somers, and I coach at the high school now.
You know, when I was growing up, I played baseball all day long during the summer, but at night I would go in my room and play guitar all night long.
That sounds very familiar. Yeah, it's funny. I have stories of my dad coming to wake me up, and I was still playing, but kind of falling half asleep, still playing late at night, probably still in my baseball uniform.
And the dedication is required such a great degree for both baseball or anything athletic like that to the level that you got to, and for music.
Yeah, I definitely think that there are a lot of similarities, and especially in terms of how you kind of progress in your career and making connections and learning from others who are better than you, and, you know, the travel aspect of driving around long trips between cities. So I think the baseball career definitely helped prepare me for what's to come in music.
Well, you do a lot of live shows, don't you?
The last 2 years, I've gotten well over 100 shows in each of the last 2 years. So I've been keeping pretty busy.
That is remarkable. Do you do all original songs in the live show?
No, it depends on the setting, really. I've been setting my goal to continue to play more and more original music. A lot of times, you know, when you're out to a bar, people come up and ask you to play their favorite songs, which is a good way to connect to them.
Sure, absolutely.
And then you kind of draw them in and then hit them with the original music.
We're going to play one of your cool songs called She's a Little Bit. It's from your album Bumpers. Tell me a little bit about She's a Little Bit. How did that happen?
The chord progression that I had originally had was this kind of slow and dreary kind of ballady love song, and I decided that I wanted to totally scrap that and start fresh, a new progression that kind of reflected how head over heels in love I was.
Do you have any gigs in the Hudson Valley pretty soon?
Yeah, the end of the year is a little bit slower with the holidays and everything. I'll be opening for Patty Larkin at the Town Crier in Beacon on January 20th. And then I'll be playing at Note Kitchen in Bethel, Connecticut on the 6th. And then also February 16th, I'll be opening for Mark Cohn at the Paramount Hudson Valley.
Oh, excellent.
I'm really excited.
Very cool. Yeah. You are doing your due diligence, aren't you, man?
I'm making my rounds as best I can.
You're doing the legwork. Tell me about your website.
Exactly.
Where can people find out more about Dan Zlotnick in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight?
Sure, it's danzlotnick.com. It's nice and simple when you have a name like that.
Z-L-O-T-N-I-C-K. Here is She's a Little Bit from Dan Zlotnick. Dan, I think you'll do great because you're not afraid to do the work. Dan Zlotnick in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Andy.